Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us is Lieutenant Colonel Ayal Adror. He's a former IDF commander, founder of the Humanitarian Good Neighbours Project. We wanted to chat to him about the difficult question about, in terms of the return of the bodies. What is true? What is not true? How do we ever figure this out? Because parts of us say, well, there's rubble, there's chaos of war. Do they really know where all the bodies are? Lieutenant Colonel Ayal Adror, thank you for joining us. From an operational humanitarian perspective, how reliable are Hamas's claims that they can't find and identify all of the bodies?
Good morning, Howard. It's great to be here with you. Regarding your question, well, definitely 99% of what Hamas says, it's not true. Right. How do I know that? I remind you that after they returned the 20 alive Israelis, they said that they cannot find bodies. Then they said, okay, we found four. When Israel pushed a little bit, suddenly they found another five bodies. At the negotiation, according to the publishment, they spoke about at least 14. I will give you two examples of hostages that are still under their control. One is Hadar Goldin, and lost his life on 2014, 11 years. They kept him. They knew that at that time, he and Oren Shaul, the other soldier that was killed in 2014, there are two key players in their negotiation ability. So they kept his body. The second one is Colonel Asaf Hamami, is the highest rank officer that killed in October 7th and kidnapped for Gaza. They know that it's a massive tool for the negotiation. So nobody can convince me that they do not know at least the two other bodies. So in my point of view, it's all part of their cynical negotiation. They will say it, that, yes, it was the destruction, it was a lot of bombing, some of the tunnels has been collapsed. It might happen for only a couple of it. I remind you that also the bodies were under protection of they kept by Hamas terrorists, so they know all of it. From my point of view, it's part of the cynical game, and unless Israel and the countries that were a part of this agreement will not push hard on Hamas, we will continue, unfortunately, to have bodies in Gaza. I remind you that this was a part of this agreement. All the kidnapped, the 48, live and death, are coming back to Israel. Then we can continue to move forward. So again, from my point of view, a bunch of lies, maybe some of it is true, but 90 some of it is lies and part of a game. They try to manipulate, they try to earn time. I remind you that during this time, there isn't any attacks of the IDF, so they are earning time. And earning time, this is their game for now. When they are earning time, they can continue to rebuild their abilities, they can continue to manipulate it and control the population. They need this time, and they are now having time without paying the price that they had promised to pay 2 days ago.
And surely, to your point, they would have needed to raise this during the negotiations, not at this point, if they didn't know where all of the bodies were.
Exactly, and like they said, because when it was before the agreement has been signed, even senior Israelis claimed that maybe some of the bodies won't be returned immediately. However, the numbers was totally different. So if you're saying in Sharm el-Sheikh in Qatar, one number, and it was like 14 to, as much as I remember, 14 to 18 bodies, how can you just return seven? Something seven or nine. It was 4-3-2. It's 9.
Yes,
so
4-3-2.
Only 50%, 40%, 50%. So something is not reasonable. And again, as a person that knows how they are working, again, they do not have any honor to life or death. The only thing that they appreciate is the death of their people. So from their point of view, they know that Israel will be willing to pay a price. And now they are trying, you know, it's like the negotiation in the Middle East. You are signing about something and then you are trying to reopen the negotiation. Right. In my point of view, Israel now should reopen immediately the negotiation and put more pressure on Hamas. I don't say to bomb them immediately,
but to make
Israel,
sure it's
Israel,
not.
Israel spoke about humanitarian aid entering Gaza. Okay, you made like only 50% of the agreement. Okay, so from our side, only 50% of the agreement will be made by the Israeli side. This is the way to negotiate with those cynical murderers.
Lieutenant Colonel Ayal Adror, thank you. As always, he was a former IDF commander, founder of the Humanitarian Good Neighbor Project on Israel's Northern Front.